Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, and today I'm joined by
Demaya Bishop
and Antonio Hicks.
You can find us on the Apple Podcast, the Google Podcast, the Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. So, guys, how's your week been?
My week been good so far. I mean, this week I just plan on hanging out with my family and friends. What about y'all?
Mine was good. You know, I just hung out with friends. Went over some football film to see if I can get better. So when I come back off my recovery, you know, I'll be, you know, straight and all that. So
I played basketball down the street. Worked out this week. Yeah, it was cool. So, what y'all been up to, like, recently today? Like, how's y'all's day been?
My day been good so far. It was just hot. Just hot outside.
My day been good. You know, like she said, it was hot. Getting my work done on time and stuff. So, you know, when I get home, I don't got nothing else to do.
How do y'all feel about the new, like, having advisories?
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like eating with new people. I mean, because it just feel like we still fresh, like, starting to warm up.
Yeah.
But I like eating with my regular advisory because I know who to expect in there.
Yeah, same. I don't really have no problem with it. All my classes is like in the same building, which is the 100 building. Because, you know, I got psychology, I got English, and then I got Coach English. So.
Oh, yeah.
I got one class with just like straight ninth graders. So it's kind of, you know, it's not cool.
Yeah.
Now for our first segment, the Red Fox Weekend Review.
Last Saturday, the volleyball team traveled to West Florence for the battle at the castle. The first game they split with Anger 17-25, and for the second game 25-23. The second game they defeated South Florence 25-17 and 25-17 for both. Third game they split with Florence Christian 25-22 and 22-25 as well. They were put in gold bracket and defeated Sumter 25-12 and 18-25, 15-10 in the first game, but lost to Florence Christian 21-25. 19-25 in championship game.
On Tuesday, the Red Fox swim team traveled to Sumter for the Sumter meet. In the girls' 50-meter freestyle, Courtney Andrews finished in third place and Alexis Jepson ninth place. In the boys' 50-meter freestyle, Andrew Fell finished in fifth place. In the boys' 100-meter butterfly, Hunter Jepson finished in second place. In the girls' 100-meter freestyle, Alexis Jepson finished in ninth place. In the boys' 100-meter freestyle, Hunter Jepson finished in sixth place. In the boys' 100-meter. Breaststroke. Andrew fell fifth place. All in a good week for Red Fox Nation.
Next week, ladies golf travels to South Florence on August 26th. Tee-off is at 4:30 p.m. and volleyball will travel to the Governor's School on August 26th with a 7 p.m. tip. Good luck, Foxes. Today, we have a special guest with us. He is the new athletic director here at Hartsville High School, Coach Brad Boob.
Hey, Coach Boob, how are you doing today?
Good, how are y'all?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing all right, yeah. So, we got a couple questions. So where are you from originally?
So originally I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to Butler High School in Charlotte, and then I made my way down to Hartsville through Coker College.
So you went to Coker?
I did. I went to Coker. I played baseball there, and I played for Dave Smitzer. I was a pitcher. I pitched for 4 years for him, and then straight from there I kind of got into teaching and coaching right here in Hartsville and just kind of stayed.
Was baseball the only sport that you played in college?
In college, yeah. I played football and I wrestled in high school some. But as far as going to college, I was only a baseball player.
Was being athletic director always your plan?
No, not really, actually. When I came out of college, you know, I just wanted to coach and be a teacher. And baseball was always kind of my first love doing it in college. And really, when I came out of college, I thought I was going to be a head baseball coach somewhere. So I got in as being an assistant, and then I did football because I played football and enjoyed it too. Mm-hmm. But I really thought that at some point I was going to be a high school head baseball coach somewhere.
So how did the idea of it happen?
Just time. Over time, things kind of changed. Of course, I always still enjoyed the sport and stuff, but I got married and I had had a couple daughters. And when I had my second daughter, I knew that I needed to give up some form of coaching just to spend some family time. And so when I did that, I decided to go back to school and get my master's. And when I got my master's, I thought I was going to go into college sports. Actually, I even interviewed and was offered a job at Mars Hill University and decided, you know, once I kind of figured out what was in play there, I said, well, I actually would rather be at the high school level, and I started focusing on becoming an athletic director instead of trying to get into the college level, because honestly, people don't realize it, but it's difficult to get in the college level and to get to where you can make a salary that you can really, you know, support your family and stuff. And so when I was looking at those things, I just felt like an athletic director at a high school was the direction I really wanted to head at that point. So kind of probably in like a year and a half, all my goals flipped and changed over to be something else.
What things or challenges did you have to face to become an athletic director?
Just putting the time in. There's a lot of stuff when, you know, trying to set your goals. And like, you know, like I said, everything in a year and a half that I envisioned at one point changed. And so then I was like, okay, well, how am I going to, you know, redo what I want to do? And so, you know, I had to put in extra work, at the time, Coach Horton was the athletic director here when I finished my master's. And so she allowed me to become the assistant athletic director. So at that point, I was still coaching football, you know, putting all the hours in. I know you know how many hours you put in there. And so on top of football, I then was trying to, you know, do things for Coach Horton, like where could I step in? How can I learn that position along with teaching a full load of classes that I taught? And so really it just came to where – I just had to sacrifice some things to really put the work in to learn the other side if I truly wanted to go that route. And so some of the challenges were just time. Like where was I going to put my time and how was I going to learn to become an AD? Because that's one of those jobs that if you don't have experience, it's very hard to get into. And so I had to just try to gain that experience somehow.
So being a new athletic director, what are some things you're looking forward to?
Being involved in all sports. I think that's one of the most exciting things of being an athletic director is before, when I was coaching football, it takes a lot of my time. So I'm not able to go and see a volleyball game as much or not able to see what the tennis team's doing. But now as an athletic director, I get to be involved in all that. And the cool thing, too, is I can show up to any practice I want and kind of just hang out and watch practice and kind of be a part of it. And the coaches are welcoming so that y'all don't ever feel like I'm like in their way, but I like to just see what's going on. So one of the most exciting things is just seeing what everybody does at the school and not just kind of my own small world I had when I was a coach specific to certain sports. And so it's neat to see just what everybody else does and the way they do it. It's a lot different. It's fun.
What are some skills of an athletic director?
Depends on the day, I guess. like today, I mean, you have to be a very social person. I spent most of my morning today actually walking the businesses of Hartsville and handing out sports schedules for our whole fall sports. But with that, you know, you go into one business and they're like, thank you, have a nice day, you know, and okay, see ya. But then I'll go to another one and next thing I know, I was talking to them for 30 minutes, you know, and they wanted to know about y'all, what we're doing. They wanted to know where I was from, trying to learn me a little bit. And so one of the big things is you got to be willing to talk to people and really willing to kind of put yourself out there. I was never one to, you know, like to just make random phone calls to people and because you don't know them and you're like, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. And then you get the awkward silence. Everybody know them, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so that always, you know, I didn't like doing that stuff. But now in this role, I got to be willing to pick up the phone and call just anybody and say, hey, this is what we got going on. What do you think? You know, and so – you know, some of those things it I'm trying to learn, but the skills just come different. And then the other part is I've always been the assistant coach in a sense, and where I always had somebody, you know, making sure that I'm doing things that I'm supposed to. And now, you know, I get to manage all of our coaches and kind of just direct them and hopefully put the things they need in place for them to succeed, but also, you know, make sure we're doing things as a whole. So it just depends on the day on what skill is needed, and hopefully I'm – yeah, I can do well, and I have some of these skills, and some of them I know I need to continue to build on and kind of open myself up to.
So do the phone calls, like, take a lot of your time?
Oh, man, does. Ask my wife. I tell you, you know, it's just, I mean, I've never, there's some days I just get home and I just want to go in a quiet room because I'm on the phone so much, you're talking so much. But it's all worth it in the end because when I field all these phone calls, I would say 95% of them are how people are just calling to support us or what can we do for y'all? What can we do for the athletics or, hey, what y'all got going on? This and that. Now COVID's made my phone blow up a little bit more than normal. And that's just, having to hear of COVID cases. And like next week, our volleyball game is canceled. Our home game is canceled with West Florence because they just quarantined their volleyball team, So I had to, just that cancellation of one game, I had to make 7 phone calls, And so it can get hectic, but then, there's sometimes I can look at the phone and say, that can wait. And I take a break from it. But yeah, that phone will really, it'll blow up pretty quick.
So what was dealing with COVID like?
Man, it's been crazy. So, I told you I walked town today and went to hand out schedules. And I told them, I said, look, y'all need to understand this is a COVID schedule. And they kind of looked at me. I said, this thing is always changing. Like, it's in print right now. But I said, right now I can mark off 2 dates on that since I printed on Monday. It's always changing just because in society, we don't know. Everybody's still trying to figure out COVID. Are people vaccinated? Are they not? If you are, you don't have to quarantine, but if you're not, but if you're this close to somebody, it turns into a lot of that contact tracing that has to happen. Well, I'm involved a lot in that now. I have to investigate who's involved where and so on. And so COVID has definitely added to the workload and makes things where it truly changes almost every day. So it can get crazy, but we're working through it.
What have you found the most difficult thing to do in this position?
Manage the coaches I work beside. Even with Coach English, we work side by side working together. And then now I'm the one that's hopefully making decisions that will help everyone's program. When I used to just be the one to just kind of put my ideas out there, they take it, great. If not, hey, no big deal. But now I'm kind of the one that has to make some final decisions. And I felt like in my experience and building up the last few years, I've prepared myself to do it, but it is different when someone comes to you. And I used to be able to say, well, let me check with so-and-so. Well, now I'm the one that has to make that call. Like, people have to check with me, and that's challenging because, you in the back of your mind sometimes you wonder, did I make the right decision? Are we going to be better off that way? But in the end, you just got to go with your instincts and gut feeling of what's best for everybody, and, hopefully it's the right thing.
What does success look like as an athletic director?
I think success is a reflection of what your athletic department is. And it's not wins and losses. While, everyone works for that. Let's face it, there's not one athlete and one coach on our staff anywhere that doesn't want to win. But, you're not going to win everything. That's the reality of it. So I think success is not necessarily wins and losses, but are our athletes wanting, when they graduate, do they want to come back and be a part of the Red Fox? Because if they graduate and they never really come back around, was there a lot of meaning to what they did here? And you see it because, we got some programs where the minute those guys come back from college, they come straight back here and they just want to be around, And to me, that's success because people want to be a part of your program. They want to continue to just kind of thrive with it. When you go around town and community members like today, they're talking to us about our games or, hey, we heard this is happening. That's awesome. To me, that success is because it's getting our student athletes, it's you students out to our community so people can see how great y'all are in everything y'all do. And to me, that's where the success of an athletic director comes in is are we providing that to our student athletes and are we making a good name for ourselves across the community and the state, the nation, wherever we go. So that's the exciting, and that's what I measure success by.
What do you want the Red Fox family to know?
That we're here, we're functioning, we're happening. Like I was telling people in the community today, I want people to know games are being played. We want you to be a part of us. We want you to come out. I think one of the biggest things I want to see is growing school spirit. I want to see, I want to see students at the games. I want them to know that we're only as good as our student body. And the more we can get excited about the Red Foxes, I think the better we're going to perform, the better we're going to just be in as a program. And so what I want them to know is we're going to do things to make it better for you and we're going to continue to grow. I mean, we're already strong. Yep. Think about Hartsville across the state. I mean, we're a top name, you know, and if we're not, then that's just because someone's hating on us, right? And so, you know, we look at it that way. And so what I want people to know is we are here. We're functioning. We're happening. But we want you to come out and be a part of it, you know, in any way we can. I mean, we got special nights coming up. We plan on doing this, you know, for most of our seasons, but like football. So you know, we have senior night next week. So we'll recognize all the seniors and stuff. The next night we're going to – or the next home game against West Florence is going to be first responders, like law enforcement night. So we're going to recognize, you know, EMS, firefighters, law enforcement. The next one's homecoming, but we're also bringing in the 1981 state championship team and bringing in a 40-year anniversary for them. So that's exciting. And then the last home game is going to be military appreciation night. I've already talked to Colonel Thomason and First Sergeant Nelson, and they're going to get some cool stuff together and let's remember our veterans and military. So, you know, we're functioning, we're happening. We want people to be involved, and we just want to continue to do stuff that exposes us and you know, promotes the Red Fox family.
How important is having a relationship with the community?
I think it's the most important thing. The community, especially, and, you know, I told you I'm from Charlotte. And mm-hmm. So I think I got buddies that still coach actually at the high school I went to, Butler High School, and one's the head wrestling coach there. And I think there's like 72 high schools in Charlotte now. You know, and that's so – in one city, there's like 72 high schools. You come to Hartsville, how many high schools do we have? One. And that's the coolest thing. I thought it was the neatest thing when I started coaching football here that we got a police escort to the stadium.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah. We got a police escort to every home game. And I'd be on the front of the bus, like, you know, first time, because, you know, you got to try to play it all because you're the coach and all, so you don't want the kids to see how it's, you know, because it's all cool. But I had, first time I had my phone, you know, trying to take pictures. And I'm trying to send it to, like, my guys or my buddies back home. I was like, look at this, man. Like, this is just home. Because in Charlotte, you know, I played quarterback in high school, and the first time we got a police escort was third round of playoffs. Like, and we were traveling like 3 hours away, so we had to get it just to get out of the town, just to get out of the city, because it's not, you know, it's traffic. You can go 5 miles in 30 minutes. But that was the first time we got it. You know, and then here I'm like, this is game one. Like, this is a non-conference game right now, and we're getting a police escort. So, to me, the community is what makes Hartsville awesome. But the community is also what makes Hartsville possible. And what I mean by that is, you know, coming into this role, a lot of things that we provide to our student athletes, I couldn't do without community. Like, we don't get that straight from the school, because the school can only have so much funding. The school can only do so much, you know, and they wish they could do more, but, you know, there's only so much we can do. And so if it wasn't for our community, we wouldn't be nearly where we are now. And so I truly believe that our community is the most important thing. And the more we can do for our community, I think just the better it's going to be too. Because the more we do for them, the more they're Red Fox through and through. And so, you know, it's a great partnership, but I do feel that's probably one of the most important things that we can do is be a part of our community.
We want to thank you, Coach Boo, for your time. Is there anyone you would like to give a shout-out to?
Honestly, man right over there, Coach English. I tell you, that I've never been on a podcast before, and this has been cool. I've really enjoyed this. It's been fun. And I like just the conversation we're just having. Like, I just feel like I'm just hanging out with you guys. But I'm telling you, like, Coach English and I had a vision of this class of sports journalism and what y'all are doing, and the previews y'all are already doing. I've already talked to a couple of our head coaches that y'all have interviewed, you know, and they love what y'all are doing. And so my shout out is to y'all, but Coach English too, for helping us like really put this our vision together. I think this is the coolest thing, and you know, of course, I hope y'all have me back. It's been fun being a guest. I've really enjoyed it. So, but thank y'all.
I would like to shout out my mom, dad, and friends.
I'd like to shout out to the players, you know, coming back off COVID and stuff, getting ready for this game against Maryville on Saturday.
I give a shout out to my brothers. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Andrew Jaworski, with
Jemiah Bishop
and Antonio Hicks, and we're out. Boom!
Everything is chrome in the future.
We'll be right back.